Welcome to the Mead Musings podcast.
Here we open discussions on everyday hidden issues,
like living with disabilities and dealing with illnesses. We also cover issues around conditions such as stroke, diabetes, autism, cancer, leukemia, and also living in abusive relationships.
We focus on helping people see the light at the end of the tunnel.
This podcast is available on YouTube and your favorite podcast platform. Please subscribe.
Thanks for listening.
Hi, guys. Welcome to the Mead Musings podcast, the show where we talk about different disabilities that affect people's mental health, physical health, and their well-being. And also, we amplify the voices of people with living with disabilities and limitations, and we are breaking the stigmas. Our podcast, the Mead Musings podcast, is available anywhere you listen to your podcast. It's available on Spotify, Podbean, Apple, Google, Stitcher, Amazon Podcast, TuneIn and Alexa, and YouTube. And we're also on every social media platform. So please subscribe and also share with your friends and family. So on today's episode, I have a very special young lady. She is someone who I really admire. She will be sharing her story with us. So my guest today is Danielle Vassell. So welcome to the Mead Musings podcast, Danielle.
Hi, thank you so much for having me.
You're welcome. So I would really love it if you could introduce yourself and tell us a bit about you.
Yeah, so hi, listeners. I'm Danielle Vassell. I'm 27 years old from South London. I'm from a borough of Thornton Heath. I am a motivational speaker, podcaster myself, and I'm also a film producer as well. So when I was born, I weighed 1 pound 4 ounces. That's a bit about my birth story. I defied the odds weighing 590 grams at birth, less than a bag of sugar. Doctors gave me 0 to 5% chance of survival to live. They said I would be blind, I would be brain damaged, I would have glucose poisoning in my heart, but somehow, with the help of God, I defied the odds. I'm not blind. I'm not brain damaged. Somehow I passed my exams at school, got my degree, and here I am now wanting to give back and create platforms, you know, like my podcast, shedding a light on the NICU community and special baby care unit community in London, or just through my platforms or film, giving people a voice to share their journeys of defying the odds in life, knowing that if they and myself can defy the odds too, so can you. So that's a bit about me, everybody.
Thank you so much for that introduction. I was quite intrigued about the bit where you said, doctor said you were going to be brain damaged, you were going to be blind, you were just not going to be able to even survive or cope with life.
Yeah.
But here you are, defying the odds, and that's really great, you know. So just to pick up on that, why did they think you were not going to be able to carry on with life, or why did they even think you were not going to be able to survive?
What it was, I had so much odds against me in hospital. So I spent 5 months fighting for my life in the hospital, in the incubator. In fact, my mum was fighting for her life too. She had preeclampsia, so that's how I came to come being born prematurely in the NICU community. And just, I was so tiny that when I came out, they thought I was dead because I didn't say anything at all. Usually babies cry and everything, right, when they come out of the womb or whatever, you know, C-section. But somehow I screamed like a mouse, my mum said, and they almost dropped me because I was so tiny. I was like, squeak, squeak. And they were like, oh my gosh, your daughter's alive. And it was one thing after the other. In fact, I've got a whole book that my mum kept showing hospital medical records of how poorly I was in hospital and how much. In fact, there was a health consultant that literally put their hands on my incubator and spoke a negative rate over my heart rate, my mum said. And she literally saw my heart rate go down. And so she had to ask the health consultant to leave. And her and my dad would lay hands on the incubator and pray for me. And people all over the world were praying for me because of the severity of the situation and how much it was a struggle on my parents, seeing their child fight for their life and having doctors saying, you know, we're going to switch off her incubator machine. She's not going to make it no matter what you tell us. We're the consultants here. We're not going to listen to you as parents. But no, they actually prayed and just kept kept the faith and kept it moving and kept strong regardless. And so no matter how much odds were against me, like I had hernia problems, glucose poisoning, infections in the incubator, so much. But I pulled through it through my parents' resilience and prayers all over the world.
Oh, thank you so much. So that shows that resilience is something that we are born with, really. Sometimes we just need to experience things to bring out the resilience in us, to bring out the fight in us, to bring out the will to go on. I'm happy that you pulled through all of that and you're here, and your journey so far has been so amazing. But what was the inspiration behind your choice of career, like the film industry? Because you said you are a film producer, you are actually multi-talented. So I don't even know which bit of your career I want you to talk about now, but basically you are a filmmaker, you're a producer, you also have a podcast. How did you get into everything?
Do you know what, it only happened in the last 3 years. Literally, I finished university in 2018, and then I thought to myself, I've always wanted to do platforms for others to share their stories and their journeys in life. And I thought, why not do a short film about, you know, young women of colour to find the odds in various ways, whether it's careers, education, you know, my premature birth, being in a profession and having to literally raise the bar and stand out. As Michelle Obama says, when they go low, we go high, right? Yeah. And balancing being a mum and so many things. And same with the NICU community. I wanted, because I was an ambassador for my hospital, so every year I would go and visit parents in a NICU and special baby care unit and visit the incubator wards and share my story. Yeah.
Oh, that's every so year encouraging.
So every year on my birthday, they would invite me back from a child, I think from the age of 5 till, like, let's say late 20s. Shout out to Diana Singh for that. But she really looked out for me and really wanted me to meet the parents and give them a sense of hope, you know. If Danny can pull through the NICU in her tough journey and tough moments and obstacles, so can you. And I remember just seeing the tears in their eyes, and I thought, I've got to do a podcast shedding a light on their stories. And that's how it came about. I've always wanted to create a platform for others to be a voice in life too. I could have just made a documentary about myself, but no, I didn't want to be selfish. I wanted to include everybody. Everybody's got a story in life, whether it's premature babies, women going through, you know, having to defy the odds as women of colour in their careers and aspirations, and so much more, you know, and that's where I got it from.
Thank you so much. Well, that is so nice to hear as well. How has the journey been so far?
Oh my goodness, a roller coaster. I was never this confident growing up, to tell you the truth. In school, I was quite reserved, quite quiet. I would get bullied because of I was quite small, slim in size. I was quite slow to respond in class. I was very much in my own shell, if that made sense. And I used to get bullied. And so over time, I've had to just come into my own. And you know what, Danny, if you're not like filled out compared to your other friends, you're still pretty, you know, you're still beautiful. If you're quiet in class, that doesn't mean that you're not like just antisocial. It's just that you just want to just have your own space to grow and be you. I was quiet from year 7 to year 9, but then from year 10 to year 11, my teacher put me on school council. So that's how I became to get a voice for myself and on behalf of the other students in high school. And then fast forward to college, I was the business student representative for the whole of my business course. And then I got to go to 10 Downing Street. In fact, my tutor nominated me. Shout out to Marvix. Business tutor nominated me out of the whole of my... She could have chosen the most academic students in my group, but she chose me to go. I said, why me? She said, you've got potential. I said, no, give it to Safia, whoever it is. She was like, no, you're going. And I had to be interviewed out of, I think 500 out of 100 girls could go through. It's only 100 girls in different regions in London could go. And I was one of those girls who got to go to 10 Downing Street and House of Parliament for International Women's Day in 2014, representing my college, South Thames College, and being a voice. And so I think for me, having people believe in my potential and help boost my self-esteem helped me to grow into the woman I am today. Of course, my mum and my family, my grandma, my aunties, like my friends helped me to just grow into my own and just let me realize I am special. Just because I'm different and I may be just quiet or slim doesn't mean I'm not special I am in my own way. And so I had to embrace my uniqueness over time and rise above billion and really advocate for that. So, yes.
Thank you. And how did you find being in Downing Street representing your college? How was that?
Oh, my goodness. It was a bit nerve-wracking at first. In fact, I was the only few black women there. And I remember a girl asked me, a white lady asked me, oh, so what brings you here? I said, what do you mean what brings me here? She said, why are you here? I said, I'm here because I was chosen through the panel to go to this event. You know, what's that supposed to mean? And as Michelle Obama says, when they go low, we go high. And I got to speak to MPs about, you know, programs for young women to be a voice in their institutions, in their careers, programs that can help develop them in their business aspirations, and just mingle with like-minded women in the moment. And it was such a joy. I took a picture with the Speaker of the House at the time, and it was so lovely. I think my tutor, he hung it up on his wall for the whole class to see and the business college to see.
Oh, that's so wonderful to hear.
Yeah.
And so from being a shy girl, you're now an outspoken woman. You're a woman of color representing us out there. You are showing your skills. You are doing everything that you or even the doctors actually thought you would never, ever, ever be able to do. Now you are out there shining like a star that you are, so bright as well. So, so nice to see things like that happen in the society. As a woman of color in the film industry, how do you find that?
At times challenging, put it that way. I remember when my film came out, it got a lot of success. It topped the Apple charts, for example, in 2021. My film launched in March 2020, shortly before my grandma died. And I remember the producer that worked on it with me, he tried to change a press release and my credits to make it seem like he hired me for the project, when it was actually me that hired him. But a first-time film producer working on a huge documentary project, short film, woman of colour, black versus a white male in the industry, who knows the stuff, he's got years experience versus me, who's kind of an amateur on the game. But I said, no, like, you know it's me that hired you. No, I'm not, this is not, and then somebody else, and thank God he let me speak up and change it because he knew he was wrong. And then another girl tried to partner with me on a business venture trying to do a production company. And then she completely wiped my name out of my credits of my film and put her name in there. What? To make it seem like it was her. Yeah, she put her name in there, completely wiped my name out of the credits and put her name in my work and was about to launch it on major platforms, making it seem like it was her film. Thank the Lord I had copyright, you know, and we had to part ways. But this is some of the stuff I'm talking about. If you don't speak up, people will take advantage of your work and you as a person in this game and in this.
Here in America, work is in trouble. We've offshored our manufacturing, sent away good jobs, and lost so much ability to make things. American Giant is pushing back against that tide. They make high-quality clothing for a summer wardrobe you'll love, all made right here in the USA. Support America's workers and get 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com, code STAPLE20.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
free. You know, it's not good having to be just silent, you know, and just have people walk all over you. You know, that's not on. You need to speak up at some point. And I had to do that on many occasions. People trying to take advantage of me to get exposure. Oh, Danielle, can you help me with this? Help me get onto TV. Give me your TV contacts to do an interview. Just using me. And I had to say no, you know. And cut off certain people. You know what I mean?
I'm actually... like, shock of words right now.
Yeah.
That somebody actually could take your words, your work, and put their credit on it.
Yeah.
Trying to steal everything that is your brainchild.
Yeah. I was shocked to myself. I said, how could this be?
And this this is like 2022.
This is 2022. She did this.
She did this to you.
Early 2022, she did that.
How did you manage to actually stay focused after that?
It took a lot of just self-care, prayer, just time to just have my quiet space and think, and cutting off people who were toxic and wanted to take advantage and use me. I like to say all the time, it's better to declutter, you know? So it's better to get rid of people and just different, like, people who will take advantage of you in the moment and your careers and your take credit for your work and walk all over you. Less is best, you know? And the older I get, the more I realise that I need genuine people in my circle. And I've got that. I've got a handful of people who wish me well in life. And as long as I got a handful, I'm all good. But I refuse to let anybody in future take credit for my work. So whenever people come to me now, asking for whether it's just contacts or asking for me to come aboard of their projects, I'm very, very, like, focused on who they are and their background. Narrow it down. Who are you? What's your background? Why? What's your why? Why do you want me to come on board? What's the purpose? And then I make a decision based on that.
Oh, that's amazing. Thank you so much. So going from there, going from what you just shared, how do you handle situations where you find yourself in a challenging situation? How do you handle that?
How do I handle challenging situations? Usually if I find that somebody's taking advantage, I usually go to cool down. I sometimes switch off for like a day or so and just have that space to myself and have a good think and have that day for self-care for Danny, whether it's like a movies, hot bath, shopping therapy. Just have a day just to not think about the obstacle in the moment and to really be present in the moment to bring some joy to Danny.
Yeah.
Bring joy into my own space and into my spirit and my soul, and not let anybody be toxic in that moment around me, just for that day to myself. No emails, no calls, and, you know, just a day for Danny, just to chill.
Oh, thank you so much. So what's the best part of your life right now?
The best part of my life right now would have to have been seeing how the success of my projects have been to date. I never would have imagined my film topping the Apple and iTunes chart. Bearing in mind, this is a few months after my grandma passed away. Just a short story, I actually found my grandma passed away in her bedroom because I was staying with her the night prior to her death. I planned to take her out for lunch and I found her passed away hours later in her room from a heart attack. So all that trauma I had to deal with. So from going from a trauma to seeing my film top the Apple charts made me really, really believe. Because I remember she said to me, Danny, you're going to do so well with your film, with anything you put your heart and mind to do. I'm cheering you on, granddaughter. That's the last thing she said to me. And so she said, you're going to see the fruits of your labour. And I saw it, you know. I saw it, but it didn't come without a cost, didn't it? You know, losing her and other people along the way. And seeing how my podcast has impacted people. I never would. In fact, before it launched, it already got 5-star reviews. Literally, I had to screenshot it because already it was getting 5-star reviews. This is before it launched. And I was like, oh my gosh, am I dreaming right now? Mm-hmm. And just getting messages from people that say, Danny, I saw your film, it inspired me. Like one lady, she wanted to commit suicide and she was depressed, but she said she watched my film that moment and she didn't want to commit suicide because my film resonated so much hope with her situation. And she thought, no, she's not going to do that. You know, speaking engagements again, a lady wanted to overdose herself, but I shared my story about being born premature and we weighed exactly the same amount as we did at birth together. And I remember she broke down in tears. Thank you for sharing your story, Danielle, because I wanted to overdose myself today. Had I not heard your story, I would have overdosed myself. And I cried and she cried too. And it was just beautiful. So seeing how my testimony and seeing how my projects have impacted people is everything. It really is.
Thank you. I appreciate that. So I admire everything that you've gone through and how you handle the situations and everything that you've actually gone through. But for now, could you share some of the things that have inspired and continue to motivate you till date?
So seeing, like I said, seeing and meeting people in the NICU community inspired me to launch Tiny Tots Defying the Odds, because I wanted to give back to the NICU community, and seeing how Auntie Di really supported me over these years, I wanted to do something special to give back to them, because they mean a lot to me.
Sorry to cut you short. When you say Auntie Di, who's that Auntie Di?
Oh, so Auntie Di was my health consultant at King's College Hospital.
Because you refer to her a few times. It's like Auntie Di. Also, you've actually talked about your film and your podcast. You've not actually told us what your podcast is called and what was it called? What's the title of the film?
Oh yeah, I mentioned my podcast was called Tiny Tots Defying the Odds with Danielle. So it's about navigating through the NICU community, and about how not just navigating through that, but how the parents have been able to support and use their entrepreneurial skills. Some have launched businesses, non-governmental organizations, some have written books for thousands of NICU parents, some have done blogs for dads in the NICU community who's received a wide range of support. Even MPs have supported his cause. So again, so much special. Check it out. I'll have to send you the link. And then my film was called Defying the Odds, A Woman of Impact, is a short film about young women of colour coming together to defy the odds, not just in our past and present, but in our future, and how we're navigating in this thing called life. And some are trying for education, sickness, and careers, journalism, and have balance in being a mother, and many, many more. And it was just this is the time that the Black Lives Matter came out. And so it fit perfectly having a film about young Black women coming together to share our journeys of defying the odds, because that's how Black Lives Matter came shortly after that, and it really entwined and really was fit for the moment.
Thank you so much. So you've shared about your film and everything that you've gone through. What would you say to people who have to go through similar situations as you? What would your advice be to them?
Okay, I would say you're stronger than you know. Keep your head up. This too shall pass. It's funny because I was saying to somebody the other day that, you know, sometimes when we fall down in life, it's hard to get back up because we don't have the strength and resilience to. But when you fall, get back up again. Dust yourself, shake yourself. And what I do is I have words of affirmations that I write and I speak it out every day. So I am beautiful, or I am special, I am confident, or, you know, I am worthy. Everybody in life has challenges and makes mistakes. But if you have, like, for example, words of affirmations that you can speak out on a daily basis, then it helps. It really does. And then if you have people around you who believe in yourself, and people in your corner who support you and encourage you and give you that cheer from afar that you need, it's everything. And vice versa, it helps.
Thank you. And you talking about support and people who believe in your dreams, is there any support system that you have in place for when things are not going so well?
Yeah, I've got, you know, my family, my parents, my family, like my siblings. We're quite a tight-knit unit. And then I've got people, my friends in my corner, a handful of friends though, in my corner, I must say, who support me and who are there for me if I need them, and vice versa. And, you know, who, like, for example, I don't have to ask. When my podcast came out, there's a couple of friends of mine, I didn't have to ask them to share my podcast. They did it willingly. You know, one of my friends, he like put me in touch for season two, you know, with guests to my podcast. I didn't have to ask him, but he did it anyway. That's the sort of love and support I'm talking about, where you have people in your corner, you don't have to ask them to support you, but they just do it willingly because they want to see you win. That's what I'm talking about, you know, so the support I've got in place. And it's amazing because this time, 2 years ago, I didn't have that. I had people that were leeching off me, that were just trying to use me, take advantage, but I had to pray them out of my life and pray for people to come in my life who were genuine and who meant me well in my corner. And look, somehow my prayers are answered.
Yes, oh, thank you. That's so amazing to hear.
Yeah.
And it's, I mean, your story is such a lovely story, and
thank you.
Resonates with quite a lot of people. And mm-hmm. that's why I feel your film must be successful. And that's why the yeah. podcast is also still successful. But what would the new you say to the old you?
To the new me, she would say, girl, you're stronger than you know. You're stronger than you know. You know, everything you went through in life was had a purpose to it. You are beautiful. You are unique. You're going to get through this hurdle. You are worthy than you think you know. You are loved more than you think you know. You know, you are appreciated. You are valued more than you think you know. Because when I was in school and when I was growing up as a teenager, I didn't feel as valued or appreciated as much because of people would compare me to other people and so on. And, you know, teachers said I would fail my studies and I didn't. I passed. Oh my goodness. And it was one thing after the other where I had to build my confidence up. So the new Danny would say to the old Danny, you're stronger than you think you know, and you are more valuable and precious and adored than you think you know. Know that and never forget that.
Oh, thank you so much. It's been awesome you're having welcome. You on the podcast. Oh. Is there any last words you have for anyone?
Yes, to anybody who's got a dream in life, know that you can achieve it no matter what comes your way. You are more than able to achieve it. Don't let nothing or nobody stop you. You're going to win. This is winning season. And if I can make it, so can you. If I can go through so much and defy the odds, so can you. Don't let nothing or nobody stop you from thriving in your purpose and your God-given potential. You're more than able. And if it helps, try to write down one word of affirmation every day and speak it over yourself, whether it's I am beautiful, I can do this, I am strong, I am resilient, I am patient, I am loved. Whatever you feel what's best for you, do it. And read, the more you read it aloud, is the more confident you'll get and the more boost you'll get to build that self-esteem and have people in your corner that support you and cheer you on. And yeah, you are more than able. I can't wait, and I'm truly fine as long as you don't give up. You're going.
Thank you so much, Danielle. It's been awesome having you on the Mid Musings podcast, and I hope we will come back again to share some more success stories. And
definitely thank you for having me as a guest. I appreciate it.
Oh, I'm really grateful. I'm the one that is grateful to have you here. It's been awesome, really. Thank you so much and have a wonderful evening.
Thank you.
Bye.
And you too. Thank you, everybody, for listening.
Thank you.
A big thank you to all our listeners who have been sending us messages through the message link. I would like to thank everyone who has listened in so far and contributed to this podcast. Thank you so much. We couldn't have done anything without you. Keep listening, keep sharing, keep downloading, and keep liking. Thank you again.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.